A simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where...
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
An American soldier caught by an enemy insurgent, that American soldier now is at risk for the most exquisite forms of torture that the human mind can devise, thanks to George Bush. Body parts removed? Oh, that'll be where it begins.
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
If you had invested $50 in a mutual fund 20 years ago, you would have gotten back $452. If you had invested $50 in the United Negro College Fund, you would have gotten back Samuel L. Jackson. By giving to the United Negro College Fund, you can make sure high school graduates get their chance to become college graduates. So please support the United Negro College Fund. To donate, call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
My name is Juan Jose Lopez, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Medicine. Medicine.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. It started as a suicide attempt, but it triggered a chain reaction that led to the deaths of 10 other people in Glendale, California. Authorities say a suicidal man parked his Jeep on some train tracks, but then changed his mind, jumping out and running away at the last minute. But when a commuter train slammed into the Jeep, it caused the train to derail and eventually crash into two other trains nearby.
It seemed like we were gliding along, and then all of a sudden the impact, and, you know, people were moaning. There were people, you know, that fell forward.
Glendale Police Chief Randy Adams identifies the man who started it all as 25-year-old Juan Manuel Alvarez.
He is in custody of our department and will ultimately be charged with... multiple counts of murder.
Adams stresses the event was not related to terrorism in any way. The U.S. has a new Secretary of State tonight. CNN Radio's John Bisney says the Senate has overwhelmingly confirmed Condoleezza Rice as Colin Powell's replacement.
13 Democrats voted against confirmation, arguing Rice not only played too great a role in the administration's Iraq policy, but kept defending it while knowing the truth. California's Barbara Boxer.
The issue has to do with the lack of candor that continues to come from Dr. Rice.
But 85 senators of both parties approved the first African-American woman to hold the post, including Foreign Relations Chairman Dick Lugar.
Dr. Rice has been in the arena making tough decisions and answering tough questions.
The no votes here were the first against a state secretary nominee since Alexander Haig was approved in 1981. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, Israeli officials say they have been told Rice will be visiting the Middle East very soon. This is CNN Radio News.
Leanne chose a low-carb lifestyle, but she missed her sweets. Then she found Net Carb from Russell Stover.
They have been such a great help to me on the low-carb diet. I can actually have my chocolate. There's a lot of sweets out there that are catering to the low-carb lifestyle, but Russell Stover's Net Carbs are the most delicious. I just love them. Net Carb helps me stay where I want to be.
Seriously good candies for those committed to a low-carb lifestyle. Pick some up today and taste the Russell Stover Net Carb difference.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. That warning today from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who's predicting an increase in violence after this weekend's Iraqi elections. He says insurgents may try to take advantage of the period between when the votes are cast and when those votes are certified. Even so, President Bush said today that Sunday's vote will be an historic opportunity for the Iraqi people.
I want to express my appreciation for the courageous Iraqis who are willing to step forth and promote democracy, and urge all the citizens in Iraq to vote. and to show the terrorists they cannot stop the march of freedom.
The president spoke on what turned out to be the deadliest day ever for U.S. troops since they invaded Iraq 22 months ago. 31 U.S. soldiers died in a helicopter crash today. Six others were killed in various insurgent attacks. This is news from CNN Radio. A pretty good day for stocks. CNN Radio's David Haffenreffer reports from Wall Street.
Stocks rose for a second day thanks to lower crude oil prices and solid corporate earnings reports. Crude oil ended the day down nearly a dollar, back below $49 a barrel. Strong earnings from chipmaker Texas Instruments helped to boost the tech sector. TI jumped more than 7%. Advancing Issues trounced decliners by a better than 2-to-1 margin. Volume was heavy. David Haffenreffer, CNN Radio, at the New York Stock Exchange.
And a Florida man has taken out a $17,000 newspaper ad trying to win back his estranged wife. The ad has prompted lots of calls from readers, curious to know how things have turned out. So far, though, the man says he has heard nothing from his wife. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
When I went to college, sardines. My mother sent me with how many cases of sardines and cases of string beans. I was eating sardines with string bean garnish in a sandwich with mayonnaise. That kind of thing proved you were down with the revolution.
Awful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sardines and string beans. Is that part of the Revolutionary Manifesto?
Morning's edition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You are fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 7 past the hour. A lot of ground to cover tonight. We have some sound from Bush's press conference today. If you were at home during the day, like I was, you probably saw it. If not, we have some excerpts for you from that press conference. It was just, again, astonishing. Bush is getting more and more belligerent, more and more megalomaniacal, and the body language from this man is becoming something that I think most people in this country should be alarmed about. Also, I noticed that the White House press corps now all of a sudden is being stacked with right-wingers. I don't know where these animals are from, but some of the questions were, they were not the kinds of questions you hear from a journalist. There were questions like, Mr. Bush, you have been challenged by some terribly misguided liberals in Congress about blank, 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 blank. And it's pretty sad to see. We make a lot of fun of the crack White House press corps because I it's easy for me to say, right? I'm not there. I don't hold them in very high esteem, frankly, because I feel like they compromise what they should be doing for the sake of being patted on the head and being given a nickname by George W. Bush. But these right-wingers that are now starting to scuttle into the room like cockroaches and ask these loaded questions, this is really bad. Before we get into the heavy-duty stuff, the story from Florida, from Ocala, reported by CNN, two little boys, 1-9, 1-10, were arrested Monday for making stick figure drawings depicting one of their classmates, a 10-year-old, being stabbed and hanged. The children, who were charged with a felony, were taken from school in handcuffs. They were arrested Monday. They were suspended from school. One drawing showed the two boys standing on either side of the other boy. These are stick figures now. And according to the police report, holding knives pointed through the third stick figure's body. The figures were identified by written names or initials underneath the stick figures. Another drawing showed a stick figure hanging, tears falling from his eyes, with two other stick figures standing below him. Other pieces of scrap paper listed misspelled profanities and the initials of the boy who was allegedly threatened. The boy's parents said they thought the children should be punished by the school and by their families, not by the legal system. Jesus, when I was in fourth, fifth grade, whatever these kids are, I guess they're fourth or fifth graders, I used to draw pictures of what I thought were F-86 Sabre jets blasting the skyline of American cities. And I would do it with crayons. I don't know why I didn't show the Sabre jets blasting the skylines of, North Korea. Maybe because I didn't know what the skyline of North Korea looked like. But and I also would show, I would draw the people I really hated in fourth or fifth grade. I would draw them as best I could, which was pretty miserable. And then show another stick figure, which I guess would be me, plunging a dagger into the first, the bully's body or whatever, and huge spurts of blood would come gushing out. Now, when my teacher saw that, if I'm remembering this right, and I'm probably not, I think what he said was, well, Mike, that's quite a talent for art. You ought to show up for art class and work on those. Now you're charged with a felony. I don't know. I guess it's right. I guess that's what you should do, right? Charge a 10-year-old with a felony. Thank God they didn't have scissors. Have you heard this? I heard this on Randy's program today, and looked it up, Chicago Tribune. Sure enough, there it is. The nation's new education secretary denounced public broadcasting system for spending public money on a cartoon with lesbian characters. Now, the cartoon hasn't come out yet. The education secretary... this is so sick. We're in Nazi Germany. We're in Nazi Germany. The education secretary, Margaret Spellings, said that parents don't want their children exposed to lesbian lifestyles. Now, it's a series called Postcards from Buster. Buster is a bunny, an animated bunny. Yeah. This particular episode, Postcards from Buster, shows the title character, an animated bunny, on a trip to Vermont. Oh, well, there you go. The state that recognizes same-sex civil unions. The episode features two lesbian couples, although the focus is on farm life and maple sugaring, not lesbian lifestyles, whatever the hell that is. A PBS spokeswoman, Lee Sloan, said last night that, okay, the nonprofit network has decided not to distribute the episode, which is called Sugar Time, to its 349 stations. She went on to say that the education department's objections were not a factor in the decision. Right. And water rolls uphill. Jesus. PBS gets money for the Postcards from Buster series through the federal Ready to Learn program, aimed at helping children learn through television. Well, that's just a total contradiction right there, but anyway, let's not even go there. Anyway, the new Education Secretary, Margaret Spellings, said the Sugar Time episode does not fulfill the intent Congress had in mind for programming. Ms. Spellings asked PBS to consider refunding the money it spent developing that particular episode of Postcards from Buster. In that particular episode, Buster carries a digital video camera and explores regions, activities, and people of different backgrounds and religions. I guess that's the series, Postcards from Buster. This one episode, he went to Vermont and checked up on the Lesbos. We live in a very sick country. When the Secretary of Education gets into that, her successor, Rod Page, was a liar and a cheat where it concerned the Houston school system and helped Bush develop the so-called No Child Left Behind thing, which was a miserable failure. Oh, never mind. Who cares? Nobody cares. You already know the Senate Judiciary Committee divided along the party lines and okayed Alberto Gonzalez's nomination as Attorney General. It'll go to the full Senate now. The vote was 10 to 8. 10 Republicans, yay. 8 to Democrats, nay. And, of course, the Republicans have a 55-45 advantage. Actually, 55-44, but Jeffords usually votes with the Democrats. So he'll be confirmed next week. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, said after the committee vote, quote, "The political theater delays and attempts to obstruct this outstanding nomination are now one step away from their rightful conclusion. An up or down vote on the Senate floor." End quote. So Gonzalez moves ahead. A whole bunch of we talked about this last week. The letter now is in European Pacific Star, European and Pacific edition of Stars and Stripes, the military newspaper. A letter from a whole clutch of flag rank officers who say that Gonzalez should not be confirmed. Too late, guys. He's already there. And in the letter published in Stars and Stripes, the generals lay out their reasons, and admirals lay out their reasons. Most notable is the White House decision based on Gonzalez's input to depart from the Geneva Conventions and increase the use of terror and develop the use of torture. And as these generals point out, this puts all of America's soldiers at severe risk. But then, on the other hand, the Bush crime family doesn't, they don't care about American soldiers at all. Not at all. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Beloy. This is Air America.
It's just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know die.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses direct.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Granite Peak Ski Area, the tallest and largest ski area in Wisconsin, offers incredible weekday savings. Enjoy skiing every Monday and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and receive $15 off a regular price lift ticket. With great snow groomed to perfection, you can enjoy winter at its best. Take advantage of our new special every Monday and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and receive $15 off your regular price lift ticket. Visit SkiGraniteFeet.com for more midweek specials happening now. Spend your winter with Granite Peak Wausau.
Computers can be frustrating, but they don't need to be. At Madison Computer Works, we help people and businesses every day keep their computers running smoothly. Whether it's an Apple or Windows computer, we're here for all your sales, service, and support needs. One computer or hundreds, new or used. Repairs and upgrades, cable and DSL. Wireless for home or business. Virus and firewall issues, Palm PDAs for real solutions. Call the computer experts at 231-8000. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you. At Madison Computer Works, you really do get the best of both worlds. Whether it's a Windows or Apple computer, we have great prices on both. And we're known for our fast service. Bring your home or business computer into us or call 231-8000 and we'll come to you. Either way, we keep your computers up and running. Whether it's one or 1,000 computers, our knowledgeable salespeople and experienced techs will make sure you get the computer solution you need at a price that's not out of this world. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
200 years ago, Lewis and Clark discovered the West. That is, if you don't count the millions of American Indians who discovered it first. Because in 1804, Lewis and Clark left one civilization only to encounter dozens of others. Rich, diverse cultures like the Lemhi Shoshone, Clatsops, and Mandan Hadatsis. Cultures that had thrived on the Great Plains and Pacific Coast for thousands of years and despite everything are still here today. The Indians Lewis and Clark met could have ended their expedition many times, but saved it instead. Many times. With their food, horses, and compassion. What can we learn from a 200-year-old story? Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover. Because their trail winds through us all.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
The Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more progressive talk from the Mike, 92.1.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
So a whole bunch of flag rank officers from the Army and the Navy and the Marine Corps advised the Senate not to confirm. Well, they don't really advise the Senate. They that's not their function. These are retired flag rank officers, and they suggest to anyone who's paying attention not to confirm this guy, not out of a political from a political point of view, but simply as officers who have to take men into war. So it's strictly a pragmatic issue for these generals and admirals. What they're saying is Gonzales, and by extension Bush, has shredded the protections afforded soldiers over the past 60 years, at least the protections on paper, and this puts American soldiers at risk. But, of course, the Bush crime family, as I mentioned right before the break, they care not about soldiers. Dead ones, live ones, women, men, young kids, older guys, it makes no difference. They don't care. The New York Times also had an editorial today advocating against Gonzales. They make the completely salient point, the Attorney General does not merely head up the Justice Department. He's responsible for ensuring that America is a nation in which justice prevails. And the Times points out Gonzales's record makes him unqualified to take on that role or to represent the American justice system to the rest of the world. And, of course, the Times calls for the Senate to reject his nomination. Now, New York Times, okay, all these generals and admirals, okay. The Christian Coalition, though, supports torture. The Christian, this is why I repeat this an awful lot, but this is why evangelical Christians of this stripe, and I know there are a few of you out there who don't subscribe to this belief, but it's why they turn my stomach. And, you know, if I believed any of the religious dogma, of course I do not, but if I did, I would get on my knees every night and pray that Christ would return, as the Christians say he will. That Christ would return with that fiery sword and just lop these people's heads off and kick them into hell, where demons would use them as soccer balls. It's disgusting, but the Christian Coalition sent out a press release or an email or whatever urging its membership to call senators and support Gonzalez. Roberta Combs, president of CC of America, said Judge Gonzalez is a great example of the American success story. I never, I growing up as a kid, when I was, you know, under the influence of Baptists and Methodists and church and religion and so on and so forth, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that people who profess to be followers of Christ would be in favor of torture. That people who profess to be followers of Christ would be such murderous devils as the Christian Coalition types. Remember, what was the woman, Kathy, over in South Carolina, Susan Smith, who drowned her two children, left them in the car and let the car roll into a lake so that she could be free of her children, because she thought her boyfriend, she was married, she thought her boyfriend wanted her to be free of the kids. And I remember when that occurred, and Newt Gingrich was in the House at the time, and he said this was a clear example of liberal democratic values at work. And immediately he took this, Gingrich, this pig, took this horrific tragedy and turned it into something political. And then a few weeks passed, and as this thing developed, it came clear that Susan Smith had been repeatedly raped since she'd been about 9 years old by her stepfather. And her stepfather was on the board of the Christian Coalition of South Carolina and the South Carolina Republican State Committee. He was a church-going Republican white businessman who repeatedly and consistently raped and raped and raped and raped his stepdaughter, Susan Smith. At the time that she murdered her children, he was still, when she would go to visit, even though she was married, had a boyfriend, he would still rape her. Now, do you think Newt Gingrich ever came back out of his dank, dark place and said, "Oops, I'm sorry, those aren't liberal democratic values that led Susan Smith to murder her children after all. It's Christian Coalition values. It's Republican values. It's conservative values. Oh my goodness, it's the same values I share." Because when my wife was recovering from cancer surgery, I went to her hospital room and said, "Hey, sweetheart, I found a new piece. I want to get rid of you." Man. So the Christian Coalition it hasn't changed. It's gotten more satanic. What a cult! What a and Ralph Reed, the guy who used to head that cult of degenerates, lives here in Atlanta and is now the head of the Republican Party here in Georgia. We're surrounded, aren't we, by these demons who use the body and blood and hair and eyeballs and stomach and intestines of Christ to defile everything. It's astonishing.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school. We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities, and that's really our strength. The college.
Help us help them rebuild their lives. Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
Most Democrats really want what's best for this country and what's best for the world. I think we need to spend much more of our foreign policy money on development in third world countries. And I think that will keep that in the long run will keep our country safer. Will be better for the world and be better for America.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Driving home yesterday, I imagined 60 million people, each donating $1 to ensconce Bill O'Reilly's sex tapes at the Columbia School of Journalism. I was giddy at the thought of getting him off the air. Then, as I pulled into my driveway, I noticed my 8-year-old neighbor slumped behind his lemonade stand. How's business, I asked. Lousy. First Mr. Johnson got outsourced to India, then the Sanchez family had to move back to Mexico to keep their factory jobs. I'm losing all my customers. Tough luck, I mumbled as I tossed 2 quarters on the counter and knocked back a Dixie cup of opaque liquid. Where's Jody, I wondered aloud. She's homesick because her doctor ran out of flu vaccine. I could use her, too. I've got 2 crates of lemons quarantined by Homeland Security, and if that weren't bad enough, I just got subpoenaed by Elliot Spitzer.
Start your own small business at askewedview.com. That's askewedview.com.
We all have it. The desire to own true quality, yet the budget for something less. Like that finely tuned luxury car you'd buy if you could, or that dream home on the ninth green. Too often our budget doesn't allow for the quality we want. You don't have to settle for second best. If your plans for 2005 include a new building for your business, church, or organization, don't settle for less than the quality of General Steel. General Steel will beat any steel building price of the same size and specifications. You can shop all you want, but make sure you call 888-98-STEEL for the quality of General Steel at a price you can afford. A small deposit will get your project started and will lock in your price for up to 90 days. And you can delay the delivery for up to 6 months at no cost and no additional payment. Call General Steel today, 888-98-STEEL, and get the quality you desire at a price you deserve. We'll help you customize your building to meet your needs and engineered for your area. General Steel will beat any steel building price. Bottom line, some restrictions apply. Call 888-98-STEEL for details. If you need space, you need the General. Call 888-98-STEEL today.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
For a hate-free America.
Planet Check.
Judge.
Planet Judge.
Eco victory for Yellowstone Park. Federal Judge Emmett Sullivan says no go to snowmobiles.
The judge determined that the ruling of the Bush administration was in violation of the intent of the Organic Act of the National Parks. The levels of snowmobiles in either case were outrageously high.
That's Alfred Runty, author of National Parks, The American Experience.
The big environmental hazard has been to the wildlife and to the quality of the air. But there's a more fundamental issue, and that is why have snowmobiles in the national parks in the first place? We're supposed to go there and enjoy nature.
The court ruling marks the beginning of a phase-out of snowmobiles in Yellowstone.
Snowmobiles are cut back in half for this year, from 900 to 460-some machines. Next year, there will be a total elimination of snowmobiles.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's great to have Progressive Talk in Madison. Thanks.
The Mic, 92.1.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. I wonder if the deaths of thirty-six Marines and soldiers killed in Iraq today. Listen to this. A U.S. Marine Corps helicopter crashed early Wednesday in West Iraq, killing 31 Marines, military officials said. The aircraft was carrying personnel from the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing in the 1st Marine Division. It was not immediately known if the helicopter crashed or was shot down. In a separate incident, 4 Marines were killed in action Wednesday during combat operations in Iraq's Al-Anbar province, according to a military news release. The Marines were assigned to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. Elsewhere, a U.S. soldier was killed Wednesday when insurgents attacked a combat patrol with grenades near Ad-Duluya, military officials said. The soldier from the 1st Infantry Division died and 2 others were wounded in the attack, which occurred about 11:20 a.m. 4 multinational soldiers were wounded Wednesday when a car bomb exploded near a convoy in southwestern Baghdad, along the road to the city's airport, according to a source with U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division. In Taman Province, also on Wednesday, 3 car bombs within an hour killed 5 people and injured 6 others, according to the police chief in Kirkuk. The bombs exploded between 11 a.m. and noon. The first was in the town of Riyadh, about 30 kilometers west of Kirkuk, and targeted a police station. 3 Iraqi police officers were killed and 3 civilians injured. The second car bomb detonated outside the Riyadh mayor's office, killing 2 Iraqi soldiers. The third bomb exploded outside Riyadh and targeted a U.S. military convoy. Insurgents attacked the offices of 2 political parties in Baquba on Wednesday, triggering clashes that left an Iraqi police officer dead and 4 others wounded, 3 of them working as guards for the political parties, according to the Baquba police. The insurgents used grenades and small arms fire to attack the Kurdish Democratic Party office and the office of the Iraqi Patriotic Gathering Alliance at about 6:30 a.m. The resulting battles lasted 2 hours. In Al-Nawrawan, a southeastern suburb of Baghdad, city council leader Karim Sarhan was gunned down Wednesday morning in a drive-by shooting on his way to work, Iraqi police said. 3 government employees were shot and killed in attacks Tuesday, according to police. 3 Baghdad schools to be used as polling centers in Sunday's election were attacked Tuesday night, an Iraqi police officer said. A bomb planted at a 4th school was defused. On Tuesday, a high-ranking official in Iraq's justice ministry was gunned down in a drive-by shooting as he was leaving his home southeast of Baghdad, police said. A group calling itself the Army of Ansar al-Sunnah claimed responsibility for the attack on Judge Qais Hashim al-Shonmari and warned of more attacks to come, John Murray's son also was killed in the shooting. Also Tuesday, a videotape was released showing American hostage Roy Hollums pleading for his life while an off-camera captor holds a gun to his head. A firefight Tuesday in southeastern Baghdad killed three police officers and two insurgents, Baghdad police said. Seven police officers also were wounded in the skirmish. The attacks took place as interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi promised to speed training for Iraqi security forces so they can take over for the largely U.S. forces now securing the country. The presence of U.S. troops may become a key issue in the vote as more and more Iraqis agree they, the U.S. troops, should leave the country sooner rather than later. The U.S. and interim government maintain troops cannot leave until the Iraqis are ready to take over. That's how it reads, huh? That's how it sounds. Death and more death and more death and more death and more death and destruction and bombing and more death and more death and more death and more death. At his press conference today, let's do soundbite number 63 here, Kathy. At his press conference today, right after word started being, I guess after the press conference in Iraq about the deaths of all these Marines in the helicopter, after that word started making its rounds in the news media, Bush was asked this. Mr. President, there's a developing story this morning, the helicopter crash in Iraq. Can you tell us what you know about that and what may have caused it and your reaction to it?
And the story today is going to be very discouraging to the American people. I understand that. We value life. And we weep and mourn when soldiers lose their life. But it is the long-term objective that is vital, and that is to spread freedom.
U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat from Illinois, today released the following statement on U.S. soldiers deployed in Iraq. Quote, the time has come for the United States to withdraw our troops from the battlefield of a war that should never have been waged. There was no real justification for sending our brave young men and women to fight in Iraq, and there's even less reason to keep them there now to die in ever-increasing numbers. Under false pretenses, the Bush administration took our nation to war. Over 1,300 U.S. soldiers and an estimated 100,000 civilians are dead. The war is costing an average of $1.6 billion every week. The troops are overstretched and under-armored. Friendly Iraqis chafe at our presence, and unfriendly Iraqis bomb our convoys and enclaves. Neither democracy in Iraq nor security at home has been achieved. Instead, Iraq has become, in a gruesome self-fulfilling prophecy, the ground zero for terrorism that it was not when President Bush chose to invade. All of us care deeply about our brave soldiers who are doing the very best they can under near impossible conditions. It is time to bring them home. Close quote. Jan Schakowsky. Remember when we voted for her? First time she ran, Kathy? From Tammy. Mike, I know you probably heard about the 37 dead soldiers in Iraq today. I was wondering if you could take a moment out in your show, just a moment, to explain that 31 of these young people all came from the same base, my hometown of San Diego. This is very hard for the residents of California, but I don't think most people realize how many young men and women we have lost from Camp Pendleton. We have lost so many in San Diego, yet I continue to see the support the troops ribbons on cars all across San Diego. I wonder if any of those that sport the support the troops ribbons lost a loved one today in that chopper crash. When I see these ribbons, I just want to scream at the top of my lungs. But today was an especially hard day to see those ribbons. I don't know anyone who died, but since my husband is in the military, I feel especially close to those strangers that lost a loved one today. When will the military community, especially the San Diego military community, wake up and realize that to support the troops, we must bring them home. I wonder how many San Diego residents realized that when they saw the news that 31 of our own will not be coming home. I wonder how many of them finally realized that. Sincerely, Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. Bush again today. The question, Mr. President, the insurgents in Iraq are threatening to kill anyone who comes out to vote on Sunday. Do you think they'll succeed in killing or scaring away enough people so that the elections will be rendered seriously flawed or not credible?
I anticipate a grand moment in Iraqi history. We'd been having this discussion a couple of years ago, and I'd have stood up in front of you and said the Iraqi people would be voting. You would look at me like some of you still look at me with a kind of blank expression. People are voting. And this is a part of a process to write a constitution and then elect a permanent assembly. And it's exciting times for the Iraqi people.
Is this guy really that? Yes, he is. Just... I can't handle that. Can you? Can you handle this dead president standing up there? 36 Americans died today in Iraq, and it just doesn't register with this evil little man. How many dead today? Oh, it's exciting times for the Iraqi people. It's exciting time? Exciting? In the common usage of exciting, maybe somebody could tell Bush that exciting is what you experience. It's exciting when you have a birthday party. It's exciting when you find out you won $15 in the local lottery. When 100,000 of your countrymen are dead, and the invader is losing people by the hundreds, that's not exciting, George. It really isn't. I'll tell you what. You think it's exciting? Call up the families today whose Marine has been killed today and ask them if they feel it's exciting times.
Of those barrels of black gold. Yeah, step up, folks, to another war where we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in big lights.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, presents On This Day with Stu Levitan.
I read the news today, oh boy.
On this day, 26 years ago, January 26, 1979, former Vice President Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller died of a heart attack at age 70 while having sex with a female assistant more than 40 years his junior. With one grandfather the founder of Standard Oil, the other the most feared and hated senator of his time, Nelson Rockefeller was born to money and power, and he had the energy and ambition to use both. He began in family affairs, becoming president of the fledgling Rockefeller Center at age 29. 2 years later, in 1940, he went to Washington, serving Presidents Roosevelt, Truman, and Eisenhower in matters both foreign and domestic. From 1959 to 1973, he was the powerful activist governor of New York, building roads, low-income housing, schools, a state university system, hospitals, and even a new seat of state government. Three times Rocky sought his party's nomination for president, but the closest he came to the Oval Office was as Gerald Ford's appointed vice president, serving from December 1974 to January 1977. For a man considered the apogee of modern progressive republicanism, it is a sad irony that Rockefeller is best remembered today for two tragic attempts to win favor with right-wing critics. His decision to use force to take back Attica Prison after an inmate uprising in 1971, and the draconian drug laws he championed late in his administration. The scandalous death of a powerful man. Just part of what's happened on this day. For the Mike 92.1, I'm Stu Levitan. Now let's go make some history of our own.
Mike Malloy, moving forward. Thinking forward.
I was talking to Kathy the other night. I snapped at her about something. You know, like you do when you're married, right? So I said, hey, I'm sorry, honey. I said, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. Anxiety. What are you worried about? I said, I don't know. I can't seem to clearly state it. What do I have anxiety about? I have anxiety about everything. I look at my country. I look at my government.
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you would have been stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up. Because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Planet Change. Planet Change.
Biodiesel not only keeps farmers on their land, but provides a renewable source for America to reduce dependence on foreign oil. Farm Aid President Willie Nelson at this year's press conference.
Biodiesel, I think, is our chance to grow our way out of the situation that we find ourselves in.
By growing fuel, farmers are leading us to a more hopeful future.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's called biodiesel.
Neil Young also chimed in on this veggie fuel.
Willie and I do this all the time. We just feel good. I feel good. We're not polluting. It's clean. It's American-grown fuel. It doesn't damage anything.
If you back it into the garage and leave the motor running and go to sleep, you'll just gain weight.
Learn more online at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
He doesn't, Drew Seeger. And most of the people here at Air America Radio. And then there's this. The Pentagon's third-ranking policymaker has decided to leave his post, the Pentagon said today. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Douglas Feith says he's got personal and family reasons for his decision. And, of course, the announcement came today, the deadliest day for U.S. troops since the Iraq War began 22 months ago. An official, if you'll remember, working under Feith is under investigation for allegedly passing classified information to Israel. Douglas Feith is one of the neocon American Zionists, by the way. I'm sure you know that. And the Senate Intelligence Committee has been looking into Douglas Feith's role in developing the faulty intelligence on Iraq's weapons program. And its non-existent ties to terrorism that the Bush administration used to build its case for invading Iraq. A lot of this came out of the twisted, sick mind of Douglas Feith. Feith is a lawyer. He was among the leading advocates for invading Iraq. He's been accused by critics, which is anyone with half a brain, for failing to develop plans for stabilizing Iraq after the ouster of Saddam. He's been criticized for accepting the assurances of Iraqi exiles like Shalabi that a U.S.-led invasion would be welcome. We would be welcome as liberators and handed candy and all the Iraqi women our soldiers could possibly want. Feith denied everything, arguing that U.S. military officials and others sabotaged his plans. He said U.S. military officials and others sabotaged his plans for quickly putting Iraqi exiles in power after Baghdad fell. He wanted Shalabi, the convicted felon. The Pentagon announcement quoted Donald Rumsfeld as praising Feith's contributions to U.S. security, and Rumsfeld called him, quote, creative, well-organized, and energetic, end quote. Now, Bob Woodward quoted retired Army General Tommy Franks, the commander of the Iraq invasion, as calling Feith, quote, the stupidest guy on the face of the earth, end quote. So Douglas Feith, who has the blood of 100,000 Iraqis on his hands and the blood of 1,400 American soldiers splattered all over his filthy body, his corrupt, degenerate self, is going to retire for personal and family reasons. You think he'll sleep well at night? I think he will. From a right-winger at the press conference today, Mr. President, Senator Ted Kennedy, recently repeated his characterization of Iraq as a quagmire and has called it your Vietnam. And the questions of Alberto Gonzalez and Condi Rice in the Senate, the questioning, has been largely used by Democrats to criticize your entire Iraq program, especially what you're trying to do post-war. I wonder, sir, if I can get my face out of your lap here for just a moment, I wonder if you have any response to those criticisms. And, my exalted leader, what kind of an effect do you think these statements have on the morale of our troops and on the confidence of the Iraqi people that what you're trying to do over there is going to succeed?
The notion that, somehow we're not making progress, I just don't subscribe to. I mean, we're having elections. And I think people need to put this moment in history in proper context. That context, of course, starts with whether or not the world would be better off with Saddam Hussein in power and whether or not America would be more secure. After all, I've always felt the Iraqi theater is a part of the war on terror.
Can you play it again? I just want to make sure everybody heard his sniggering. You know, I refer to him as a giggling killer. We don't have enough time to do it? All right. We'll do it when we come back then, because I want people to hear that again. If we have new affiliates who are listening tonight, people listening on... you've got to hear Bush, the giggling murderer. I've never seen this in any leader, except maybe Stalin, where there was actual giggle when he's talking about death and destruction, loss of human life, cities being blown to pieces, children turned into red mist, soldiers coming home minus limbs, and this monster giggles. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio, by the way. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I try not to denigrate entire groups of people, like the French, professional wrestling fans, or telephone solicitors, but I may have to break this rule for Republicans. I'm starting to wonder, do Republicans know how to think for themselves? This fall we learned that 72% of Republicans believe Iraq had actual weapons of mass destruction, even after it had been widely reported that the administration's WMD hunters had concluded Iraq had no WMDs. Now the Pew Research Center reports that 66% of Republicans say, quote, we all should be willing to fight for our country whether it is right or wrong. That means Republicans believe it is perfectly fine to sacrifice their fellow citizens and kill people overseas, even innocent civilians, for a mistake. Two-thirds of Republicans are willing to see others die for no good reason? This is not patriotism. This is behaving like sheep. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
George Bush, our president, was actually cited during the 80s four times by the Securities and Exchange Commission for insider trading. Four times. But because his father was his father, he only got a slap on the wrist. If you could see that this guy was able to be caught four times and get away with it, what makes you think that they don't think they're above the law?
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control. That's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
This is Kathy Brabender from Cambridge, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. At least 10 people are dead, 100 more injured in a bizarre train derailment near Los Angeles. CNN Radio's Jim Roop says a suicidal man who allegedly caused it all is now charged with murder.
This is the worst train accident in Los Angeles Metrolink history, and it's no accident. 26-year-old Juan Alvarez, intending to commit suicide, parks his car on the tracks. Just before a commuter train hits his car, he changes his mind. He cannot get the car off the tracks, so he runs and watches as the train hits the car, derailing it into an oncoming train, sending that into a parked work train. The force of the crash looks as if the train's exploded. Alvarez will be charged one murder count for each victim. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
U.S. officials warning tonight that violence in Iraq will continue and possibly even worsen after this weekend's elections there. General John Abizaid of the U.S. Central Command says the insurgents are not likely to give up.
After the elections, the people that desire to derail the process of a new future for Iraq will continue to fight and continue to fight hard. But they're fighting an uphill battle because the Iraqi security forces, with our backing, will be successful.
37 U.S. soldiers lost their lives today in Iraq, the deadliest day yet. The general says most of the deaths occurred in the crash of a transport helicopter.
Weather was bad. We don't know of any enemy action. The investigation continues. There'll have to be more that comes out of this to learn what happened.
America's newly confirmed Secretary of State may be headed to the Middle East. So says Israel's foreign minister, who calls it a positive sign that the U.S. is getting more involved in peace efforts there. Condoleezza Rice sworn in by President Bush today, just a few hours after the Senate voted 85-13 to confirm her as Colin Powell's replacement. This is CNN Radio News.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. He's such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to Match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
We'll soon be hearing more about possible changes in our retirement planning. In this CNN Radio Social Security update, our Dick Giuliano says President Bush is planning to pitch his idea to Congress next week.
In a morning White House news conference, President Bush made clear he'll use next week's State of the Union address to urge lawmakers to get to work on Social Security. The president said his goal is to ensure that the government retirement program is strengthened for future generations.
I am looking forward to working with both Republicans and Democrats to advance a plan that will permanently solve Social Security.
Democrats oppose the president's plan to offer private savings accounts to younger workers. The president says he's open to ideas and will work with both parties to get results. Dick Giuliano, Washington.
Congressional sources also say the president is expected to ask for about $1 billion in total to fund continued tsunami relief efforts in South Asia. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, you're not going to believe this one. CNN Radio's John Lawrence says our next comic book superhero will be none other than Ringo Starr.
The legendary drummer has joined forces with legendary comic book creator Stan Lee. They're going to be producing a multimedia franchise which stars an animated version of the former Beatle. In addition to his voice, Ringo says he will also be providing some songs and music to this project. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And you can say goodbye to New York's famous Plaza Hotel. The owners are planning to shut it down in a few months and convert it into condos. The Plaza, of course, featured in countless movies, including The Great Gatsby, Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest, and, of course, Neil Simon's classic Plaza Suite. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
When you go and you look at the Republicans and how they walk in lockstep, goose step is more like it. No other opinions are allowed, closed doors on energy meetings, and then lo and behold, we invade Iraq. They exploit your vulnerability and your fear. They actually encourage you to be very, very afraid. Are you kidding me, man?
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1. Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. The bloodiest day, I believe, for American troops since the invasion 22 months ago. Also the day that Douglas Feith, one of the people who orchestrated the invasion, an American Zionist, who... And that matters. It does matter. A neocon. A killer. Announces he's getting out of the business because he has family and personal matters. His office is being investigated. I don't know by who, by whom. If it's being investigated by anyone in the Bush crime family, it's just going to be a cover-up, so it really doesn't matter. On the same day that Fife decides it's time to boogie, and 37 more Americans are killed, and we don't know how many Iraqis are dead, because as the U.S. military said at the beginning of this war, we don't do body counts. We don't do body counts. Alberto Gonzalez passed out of committee. Vote along party lines, 10 to 8. Yes, sir. You're looking at your next Attorney General, Condoleezza Rice. Confirmed. 85 to 13, I believe the vote was today. Yes, indeedy. And this giggling murderer, George W. Bush. And if you're just finding this program, and you hear me saying that, and your pants fill up just with fear and trembling because when you hear me say that, or out of outrage because you're such a Bush sucker, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I really don't. If you can't take this program, switch over to Hannity reruns. Hi, Sean. Sean always listens to the first hour of the program. I don't know about the second hour. When are they going to find out all the money that Sean has taken from the U.S. government? Huh? Not that he needs it, but, you know, Maggie Gallagher, Armstrong, Williams. All right, the giggling killer had his press conference today, and if you watched any of it, as I did, you notice the body language now. He's ready to tell the entire world to kiss his ass. As a matter of fact, he does it every single day, especially the journalists who are there. Now, the right-wing people who do for him what Monica did for Bill, he loves them, you know, the from the right-wing media. I mean the blatantly right-wing, you know, Newsmax, Fox, what else? There's several of them. But if you watched any of it today, you saw an insane person, literally, truly, clinically mad individual answering these questions. This individual, who happens to be insane, also happens to be the President of the United States. And if you watch the body language now, and the schoolyard 14-year-old boy arrogance. That's what scares me. This guy really does not have any sense whatsoever of the consequences of his actions. He has no sense, none, that what he does has horrific consequences. It just simply is not there for him. We have ahead of us in this country, Truth Seeker, this is not a news flash by any means, but we have ahead of us some horrific times. I don't know how those times are going to, how they're going to take shape or what shape they will take. But think of, go back to your high school English, think of the epic poem, Beowulf. Think of Grendel. The writer, whoever the writer was, of that first mythological English poem, kind of gave you the feeling that Grendel was just a beast that came out of the night. It wasn't, okay, not English. I mean, translated or whatever. Nordic, let's leave it at that. Oh, God, don't send me an email. I can't stand any corrections tonight, okay? This goes all the way back to high school. Please. Please lighten up on me, all right? But at least I know the monster's name and the hero's name. But think of Grendel. This is Bush. A monster of the most... what's the word I'm looking for? Ill-defined proportions. The point I'm trying to get to, we don't know how sick this killer is. We don't know the consequences of his actions, what they will really consist of, what shape they'll really take. We just know that the monster is there. And I saw it today. This is what scares me. You know, his ignorance doesn't scare me. The monsters that he hires around him don't necessarily scare. I worry for my country and my society and for the rest of the world. But on a personal level, what I saw today fills me with the same sort of dread that Beowulf felt about Grendel and the people huddled in the longhouse houses at night, listening far off in the woods to the sound of Grendel as he made his way among the humans, snatching one or two for dinner. I just got that, you know, kind of that Jungian, that archetype of evil, of something foul and vile and murderous that can't be stopped. That can't be stopped. That's the part. And all of this came to me today as I watched him in this news flash. Now, this news press conference. Now, you may say, you know, Malloy, you've been talking about this for 3 years. What the hell are you talking about? All of a sudden, today it was a visceral feeling. It was just gut level. It was just, it was turn your bowels to water kind of feeling. You know the feeling? Sure you do. You know, you've experienced that once or twice or 30 times in your life, right? Just that feeling that really, you're going to lose part of your anatomy, or not your anatomy, but part of what you're carrying around in your digestive system, one way or the other, because something has just hit you with such profound force, gut level, Jungian, archetype, overarching. That's the closest I can get to it that I saw today with his snotty, giggling answers. Here's an example about whether or not we're making progress. Let me just replay this for you. Whether or not we're making progress. Progress! Progress. In Iraq?
The notion that, somehow we're not making progress, I just don't subscribe to. I mean, if we're having elections.
Right there. You hear
and
that?
I think people need to put this moment in history in proper context.
We're having elections.
That context, of course, starts with whether or not the world would be better off with Saddam Hussein in power and whether or not America would be more secure. After all, I've always felt the Iraqi theater is a part of the war on terror.
See how quickly those last three sentences go, or those last two sentences? He has said them so many times. That context, of course, starts with whether or not the world would be better off with Saddam in power and whether or not America would be more secure. I've felt the Iraqi theater is part of the war on terror. A giggling killer who's destroying the country. You know that. You know that. You right-wing lurkers especially, you know that. You little weasels, you know that. But you people, you right-wingers, you conservatives, you Republicans, you hate America. You hate everything America stands for. You do. You hate the flag. You hate freedom. You hate equal rights and civil rights and human rights. You hate it. You hate it that the black folk can sit next to you in the restaurant now. Boy, don't you hate that? Huh? Look at those monkeys sitting there. Huh? You hate that. You hate that that the gays can walk the streets just like normal folk. You hate that, don't you? You hate that women have rights and freedoms and expectations. You hate that, don't you, Mr. Right Winger? You hate it. So no matter how badly Bush butchers you, you're going to vote for him because you hate the gays and you hate the Negroes and you hate the immigrants and you hate the women and you hate everybody and everything, but you love your Jesus, don't you, huh? You love your Jesus, this Jesus that you've constructed out of dirt and filth and blood and dead people and vomit and excrement, that Jesus that you've constructed, not the Jesus. The Jesus, are you kidding? You'd have him arrested. After all, he was a Palestinian Jew. Think about that for a second, Mr. Right Winger.
I come from Texas. The new Prime Minister of India is, mass destruction.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school. We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities. And that's really our strength. The college.
Help us help them rebuild their lives. Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but I want them all to be very cold, very wet, and, you know, just disgusted by the end of this inauguration.
Are we being mean? Yes. Yeah. Is it okay? It is. It is.
This is America.
Sure it is America. It's the land of the mean.
Yeah. Ask Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
An OnStar conversation, May 22nd, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Natalie.
Yes, I need an ambulance. I have my two children in the car and my sister.
Okay, I have you on Highway 20.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm contacting emergency services.
Thank you.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please.
Hi, this is Natalie with OnStar, calling to report a vehicle crash with airbag deployment.
What happened?
I can conference them in. They did request an ambulance. I believe there are injuries and there are small children involved.
Ma'am, tell me what's going on.
My nephew has a big gash. His head is bleeding.
Okay, we'll send someone out.
Do you want me to remain on the line?
Yes, ma'am, please.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, the police are there. Yes, thank you.
You'll find OnStar on over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Common sense from the left side of the dial. The Mike, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past 11, back to the press conference today. Bush continuing to talk about all the wonderful things that have happened in Central Asia, not to mention the living rooms of America, the bedrooms of America, as the chaplain and junior grade officer come to the door to give the news to the family members. But George... Oh, George is doing fine. He loves this. He loves this stuff.
I'm optimistic about the advance of freedom.
Ah.
And so should the American people. After all, look what's happened in a brief period of time. Afghanistan, Palestinian elections, which I think are incredibly hopeful elections, as well as the Ukraine and now Iraq. It is we're witnessing amazing history. And the fundamental question is, can we advance that history? And that's what my inauguration speech said. It said, yes, we can. I firmly planted the flag of liberty.
Can you believe this guy? I firmly planted the flag of liberty. This is an insane man. This is a man who, in any other context, would be straitjacketed and taken away. Now, play number 63 again, if you will, Kathy. This is the one where the press person says, have you heard about the helicopter crash in Iraq? Can you tell us what you know about it, what may have caused it, and what your reaction is, Mr. President?
And the story today is going to be very discouraging to the American people. I understand that. We value life. And we weep and mourn when soldiers lose their life. But it is the long-term objective that is vital, and that is to spread freedom.
The long-term objective. Will you call the moms and dads of those 31 Marines, you giggling killer, and tell them it's a long-term objective that is vital, and not their son, not their daughter, not their husband or wife, whoever it was, whatever family member that died today, thanks to your boy Douglas Feith, thanks to your boy Richard Pearl, thanks to your boy Paul Wolfowitz, thanks to your boy Donald Rumsfeld, thanks to your boy Alberto Gonzalez, thanks to your girl Condoleezza Rice, you killers. Someday, history will judge you. That's the best we Americans can hope for. You know that? Look at Richard Nixon, who was responsible for the deaths of God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people in Southeast Asia. Nothing happened to him. He became an elder statesman. Look at Elliot Abrams. Look at John Negroponte. Responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people in Central America. Nothing happened to them. They, you know, operating out of the basement or the toilet in the White House even as we speak. There's no justice for these people. Nuremberg, the verdicts, the rules that were established at Nuremberg after World War II mean nothing. What was the phrase? Never again. What does that phrase mean? Never again 6 million into the furnaces, or never again the rise of a tyrant who can send 6 million into the furnaces? It didn't mean anything. Nuremberg? Geneva Conventions? International Committee of the Red Cross? Rules of engagement? Sanctity of civilian life? It means nothing. Nothing. Never again? Says who? Not only is it not never again, it's always over again. And again, and again, until such time as civilized people learn that the warmongers and the killers among us have to be removed, at least removed from power, at least not given control, the sort of control that the Bush crime family has been given. What is wrong with us? But yeah, seriously, I'm not going to get into the self-abasement and the flogging and the sackcloth and ashes. But really, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with this society that produces a majority of people who voted for these pigs? Well, what is wrong with us? Are we really this insane? Oh, I don't give a damn about 2 or 3 million stolen votes. It should not have been that. This guy never should have even been nominated 8 years ago, 5 years ago. This Bush monster. At least when Clinton, and one assumes Gore, and the Democrats, when they commit murder, they don't giggle about it. When they bomb civilian populations, they don't exult in the death and the blood. These people do. And that, to me, is the essential difference. There's a mighty difference between a killer and a giggling killer.
Symptoms of mad cowboy, clean the travesties. I fly just to justify, I'm who you please. Mad cowboy can be fatal, can make you paranoid, can make you maladjusted, a person to avoid. You rave against the terrorists, then murder like they do. You even claim the peaceniks, terrorizing you. Your old friends and allies, you see as enemies. Spike freaking dangerous mad cowboy disease. Mad cowboy disease, mad cowboy disease.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. That's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Why not say nay? Our new Secretary of State was run through the ringer by Republicans and Democrats alike in her confirmation hearing in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, yet Condoleezza Rice was approved by a margin of 16-2. The two who stood up were Senators Kerry and Boxer. I'm Lee Rayburn, and there was never any doubt that Condoleezza Rice was going to be confirmed. Democratic Senators Biden, Obama, and our own progressive patriot, Russ Feingold, voted in favor of her nomination. With the glaring lies, half-truths, and discrepancies laid out for all to see, why not say nay? It was Rice who told the United States that there is a tie between Iraq and what happened on 9/11. It was Rice who called the August 6, 2001 PDB warning that Osama was determined to attack the U.S. an historical document. On July 30, 2003, Rice told PBS that nobody ever said it was going to be the next year when Saddam Hussein acquired nuclear weapons, but just 3 months ago, Rice told Fox News that, left unchecked, Saddam would have had a nuclear weapon by the end of the year. When faced with her own statements, Rice responded twice by asking Senator Boxer to refrain from impugning her integrity, yet the greatest attack on Rice's integrity came from Rice herself. The result, according to the CIA director's think tank, was that Iraq had replaced Afghanistan as the training ground for the next generation of professional terrorists. Rice's own documents show that since 2001, al-Qaeda had actually spread from 45 countries to more than 60 today. Republican Senator George Voinovich brought up that our standing with our oldest international allies was at an all-time low. Do we really need or want an administration that surrounds itself with cheerleaders and yes-men and women for the next 4 years? Wouldn't it be best for our country if Democrats stood firm and insist that Team Bush include at least some member of the cabinet that doesn't just act as a cheerleader for a neoconservative imperialistic agenda? In the words of Senator Barbara Boxer, those in the highest positions of our government must be held accountable to the people we serve. So let me ask my favorite Senator Feingold, why not say nay? I'm Lee Rayburn. Join me Saturdays noon to 3 right here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk,
The Mike 92.1.
Bush got to skip a lot of steps. This guy has always been rewarded for his mistakes. He screwed up Texas so badly that he became president. He's got this grand design for failing on Social Security. He's gearing up to fail in Iran, and he's failed in Iraq. His mandate is go fail some more. That's what the Republicans are saying.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you, and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air. And it was good. Once, Planet Check.
Think Iraq is just about oil? Chew on this.
There's a disturbing thing that's just happened in the past month or two, which is there's a law been passed, courtesy of the United States, that Iraqi farmers cannot replant their seeds.
That's Deborah Coons Garcia, filmmaker of the new documentary, The Future of Food.
And now what's happened is that Iraqi farmers are not allowed to replant their own seeds. Instead, every year, they're going to be forced to buy patented, genetically engineered seeds from American multinational corporations.
Garcia says Iraq was once the Golden Crescent, the cradle of agriculture.
And it just goes to show that this is a huge machine that is really trying to take over all of agriculture.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
New level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
So leave this world alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So, back to the press conference today, conducted by the giggling killer. Reporter asked the following question. Mr. President, in the debate over Dr. Rice's confirmation, here's another one of these right-wing reporters. Mr. President, in the debate over Dr. Rice's confirmation, Democrats came right out and accused you and the administration of lying in the run-up to the war in Iraq. Republicans, in some cases, conceded the mistakes might have been made. Now that the election is over, are you willing to concede that any mistakes were made?
Let me talk about Dr. Rice. You asked about her confirmation. Dr. Rice is an honorable, fine public servant who needs to be confirmed. She will be a great Secretary of State. And Dr. Rice and I look forward to moving forward. We look forward to working to make sure the Iraqis have got a democracy. We look forward to continue to make sure Afghanistan is as secure as possible from potential Taliban resurgence. We look forward to spreading freedom around the world.
My God. I can't think of any pithy remarks here. I can't. When you are confronted with evil insanity, there's really nothing to say. When you're confronted with evil, you can dance around it. You can try to put some sort of a... Now, let me be very clear here to the Defense Intelligence Agency people who monitor the program. I'm speaking metaphorically. When you dance around this kind of evil, sometimes you want to put a stake right through its heart. Metaphor, 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 metaphor. When you see insanity, you want to, you know, have compassion and lock it up or treat it. But when you have a combination like this, what do you want to do? Run. All A question on Social Security, if we may, sir. There has been a growing concern among Republicans on Capitol Hill. Are you prepared today to say that those who opt into a potential private account, personal account, could in fact have a guaranteed benefit as well? And sir, what do you say to Republicans who are beginning to worry?
I am looking forward to working with both Republicans and Democrats to advance a plan that will permanently solve Social Security.
That's not my question.
There is a...
Sir? Sir?
I met yesterday with members of the United States Senate. I'm meeting today with members of the House of Representatives to discuss...
No, my question.
The need to work together to get a solution that will fix the problem.
But... But he goes on to say, and here's the problem. The system will be in the red in 13 years. No, it won't. And in 2042, the system will be broke. No, it won't. Now, is it okay for Bush to do this? He lied us into a war that has cost the lives of probably 150,000 people. Okay? He lied us into a war. Now he's lying us into destroying Social Security, the most successful social program this country, this government, our government, ever devised in the history of this republic. And this man wants to destroy it. And he's using lies. Continuing to discuss Social Security, the giggling killer says this.
Social Security has been an issue that has made people nervous. I understand that. I have said to the American people that our job is to confront issues and not pass them on. And we have a serious issue with Social Security. The math shows that we have an issue, and now is the time to come together to solve it.
Oh, my God. He keeps talking about how he's going to solve Social Security. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's not just vague rhetoric. It's something else. What does it mean? Mr. President, Dr. Rice referred in her testimony to, six outposts of tyranny. How will you deal with those countries, sir, my leader? See, Kyle, those countries like Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, with whom we have enormous broad interests, and you and your family have a working business relationship with... Well, he didn't really say that. Should the leader, sir, of those countries now be on notice that the primary measure of their relationship with the United States should be their progress toward liberty? Or, sir, can they rest assured that, in fact, you've got this broad agenda with them and you're willing to measure liberty against what China does for you in North Korea, what Russia does for you in other areas? Russia.
I've discussed with Vladimir Putin some of his decisions. I will continue, as you might remember, in our meeting in Chile.
Russia.
I will continue to do so.
Russia.
I will remind him that if he intends to continue to look west, we in the West believe in Western values. democracy is progress. You'll see progress toward a goal. There won't be instant democracy. And I remind people that our own country is a work in progress.
Democracy is a progress. It is. And we in the West believe in the West. You see, as soon as reporter says the word Russia, Bush locks. I've discussed with Vladimir Putin. Didn't answer the questions. Didn't answer the question at all. But you, a giggling killer doesn't answer questions. A giggling killer faints and dodges and weaves and giggles and continues the killing. Mr. President, I'd like to ask you about the Gonzales nomination and specifically about an issue that came up during it. Your views on torture, sir. You've said repeatedly that you don't sanction torture, that you would never approve torture. But there are some written responses that Judge Gonzalez gave in his Senate testimony that have troubled some people. And specifically, his allusion to the fact that cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment of some prisoners is not specifically forbidden, so long as it's conducted by the CIA and conducted overseas. Is that a loophole that you approve?
Al Gonzalez reflects our policy, and that is we don't sanction torture. He will be a great attorney general, and I call upon the Senate to confirm him.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you know my name. Mr. President, do you think it's a proper use of government funds to pay commentators to promote your policies? And if so, sir, can I get some money from you? Are you ordering that there be an end to this practice?
I expect my cabinet secretaries to make sure that that practice doesn't go forward. There needs to be independence. And Mr. Armstrong Williams admitted he made a mistake. And we didn't know about this in the White House.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you know my name. And so it went today. Back and forth, the exalted leader, the most powerful man on earth, deigning to stand before the mice and toss some little crumbs of cheese. Mr. President, what is your name?
Well, Warren Iraq.
Mr. President, what about Social Security?
Well, I know, I think all Americans know.
And on and on and on. Which makes me wonder, along with Helen Caldicott. Do y'all know who Helen Caldicott is? A world-renowned anti-nuke person. I spent time with her. I did. Way back. Brett Bercy. Do y'all know who Brett Bercy was? Years and years ago, he was the head of the South Carolina. I believe then it was the anti-nuke movement. I think it was the Clamshell Alliance. And in 1978... we had demonstrations over in Barnwell, South Carolina. And I was working for the Atlanta Gazette, and photographer Rick Rosen and I went over there and camped out with, what's his name? Got him drawing a blank on the folk singer that was there. Jackson Browne. And this is when consensus politics, consensus decision making was all the vogue back in 78. We all sat up all night long deciding how we were going to confront the owners of Barnwell, a nuclear repository. And Helen Caldicott was there. She was in the States. As you know, she's an Australian. And the next day, we're walking down the country road in outside Barnwell, South Carolina, heading for the hurricane fences and the sled. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, and those of us who were going to cross over onto private property understood we were going to be busted, and we'd be taken in a bus, fingerprinted and photographed and released, and eventually I think it was a $15 fine or something. So we're walking down the road, and I'm talking to Helen Caldicott. And I'll tell you about that when we come back. It was one of those moments. I didn't know who she was at the time. I had no idea. I just knew she was Australian. That was impressive enough.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
My name is Christine Knudsen. I'm in Banda Aceh. I work with Save the Children on child protection concerns and emergencies. One of our first priorities is making sure that children are getting back into school We're doing family registration and tracing right now. We're going to look at longer-term recovery. People look to Save the Children because they know us, because we've been around. We're known by the communities, and that's really our strength. The college.
Help us help them rebuild their lives. Save the Children at SaveTheChildren.org.
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
And as the British medical journal The Lancet reported, of the Iraqi casualties, as many as 80% are women and children. How do you right-wingers feel? You snakes that lurk around this program, how do you feel? Are you proud? Are you going to thump your chest and say, by God, I love George Bush. He don't take nothing from nobody. Kill them kids. Blow those old ladies to a million pieces.
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Did you know it can run through walls?
No.
Watch this.
Oh, Sally.
Don't worry. I also have amazing healing powers. Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Weekday mornings at 8, it's your voice and your opinions, but it's my show. On the Mic.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. So we're walking along this two-lane blacktop in outside Barnwell, South Carolina, back in 1978, and I'm there as a writer for the Atlanta Gazette, which was an alternative weekly here in Atlanta, and also as a demonstrator, and was one of the people who agreed to cross over onto corporate property to make a statement about the fact that the Barnwell Nuclear Dump Depository sits above one of the biggest aquifers, if not the biggest, in the Southeast, and yada yada, you know, all that hippy-dippy nonsense, anti-nuke crap, right? And it was a long time ago, so who cares? And a woman walking next to me in a rather longish skirt and a cardigan and proper shoes and a short haircut, and a clipboard, and I had my trusty little tape recorder back then. It was about the size of a small Volkswagen, if you remember tape recorders from 1978. And I'm interviewing her because somebody said to me, that's Helen Caldicott, Dr. Helen Caldicott. She's an anti-nuke specialist from a lecturer and a pro-child advocate from Australia. You might want to talk to her. And so we did, and we had a very interesting conversation as we walked about 2 miles from the campsite to the gates of, I think, General Electric. Was it? No, DuPont. That's right. DuPont owned it at the time. We walked to the gates of this this place where they were going to store and continue to nuclear waste. Gobs of it. And that was my meeting with Helen Caldicott. And she had not agreed to be arrested across over onto DuPont territory. So we got to the gate, and Brett Bercy, and he was recently in the New York Times. If you want to see Brett here 30 years later, get a picture of him. There's a picture of him in the New York Times. Just do Brett Bercy, B-U-R-S-E-Y, Brett, New York Times. It was several months back. And everything was prearranged, as the Clamshell Alliance and a lot of the anti-nuke people learned to do rather quickly after what happened in the 60s. You know, talk with the police, make them understand that we are going to protest, set out the rules and regulations, and yada yada. So at the given moment, about 30 of us, 40 of us crossed over onto DuPont territory and were immediately cuffed and taken away. But I remember that conversation because at the time Helen Caldicott, this is before Jonathan Schell wrote about nuclear winter. This is before people really understood about global warming. And Dr. Caldicott, I remember talking to me and telling me that the biggest threat to children and humans and life on Earth was environmental degradation and nuclear weapons. Now, flash forward, 27 years. The world-renowned anti-nuclear and environmental activist and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Helen Caldicott has warned that U.S. President George Bush's re-election does not bode well for mankind, and she fears that the human race may not survive his second term. She said, quote, "This is the most serious election that has ever occurred in the history of the human race, without a scrag of doubt. I don't know if we'll survive the next 4 years. I don't think the Americans have, on the whole, the faintest idea. And I have to say also, I don't think most Australians do either. But it's not just the threat from nuclear war. It's the threat of what's happening to the environment, the global warming, which is occurring rapidly now, to ozone depletion, to species extinction, to deforestation. It's the whole thing." End quote. And then she said, quote, "I don't think I ever felt so personally, politically devastated in my life as I do now. And that includes when Reagan won a second term of office, which was pretty devastating for me as I was so heavily involved in the anti-nuclear movement in those days. But this is worse. These people are much worse than the Reagan people." End quote. And then she said, quote, "The Bush administration has been able to con the American people with their extremely brilliant propaganda and brainwashing with the help of the media. They consistently lie. On the whole, the American people don't really understand the dynamics of the right at all. They don't know that Bush and his gang want to go into Iran next, and that they want to dominate the world militarily, and that they want to put weapons in space. I don't think the American people understand. It is now a mandate for Bush to do it absolutely anything he wants. I know," she said, "people don't like me using this word, but they're fascists." Helen Caldicott has fears for the human race that it may not survive George W. Bush's second term. Well, I had great respect for the woman. I, again, deeply impressed 27 years ago walking along that two-lane blacktop in South Carolina and listening as Dr. Helen Caldicott told me about the threats facing humankind. And I have to say, 27 years ago, I might not have cued in to the degree that I do now. I might not have felt the terror that I feel now. In 1978, Jimmy Carter was president. And the anti-nuke thing was just aborning, you know? It was just starting to penetrate. And thank God for people like Brett Bercy and the anti-nuke activists. There was a group here in Georgia, GANE, G-A-N-E, Georgians Against Nuclear Energy. Long time ago. Far, far away. Your phone calls, nothing but your phone calls when we come back. So for you folks who've been on hold forever, we're going to pick you up one after another, like rapid fire. Stick around. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that term when I'm talking about Bush. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-16...
Morning's Edition.
Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They killed Carla Faye Tucker, who was actually being an effective minister within prison and reformed herself. They killed her even when the Pope said don't kill her. But Henry Lee Lucas, they give him a pass. And that's because I think he was an actual emissary of Satan. And I think that this was the day that Alberto Gonzalez and George Bush actually made a deal with the devil.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
Paul Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future. Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
My name's Sam Lawson from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. 11 people were killed, 120 others injured, when a man apparently intent on killing himself parked his green Jeep Cherokee on the railroad tracks in Glendale, California. Ted Rollins reports a commuter train struck the vehicle after the man changed his mind and couldn't get the vehicle off the tracks in time.
They're going to look at intent. Did this individual attempt to cause harm? And what was his state of mind? Apparently he was suicidal. That'll factor into this. Then there is the outrage and the community outrage of what his actions has done. 10 people or 11 people are now dead because of this one individual's actions. It's up to the district attorney of how they want to proceed from here.
The Metrolink train hit the car, derailed, ran into a northbound commuter train, and then crashed into a Union Pacific train that was parked nearby. A deadly day in Iraq. 31 Marines are killed in the crash of a chopper in western Iraq. Dick Giuliano has reaction from President Bush.
Asked at his news conference about the crash of a Marine helicopter in Iraq in which 31 Marines were killed, President Bush called it a sad moment. He talked about Americans killed and wounded in Iraq, calling losses enormous sacrifices made in the spread of freedom.
We continue to offer condolences and prayers for those who do suffer. We will honor the memories of their loved ones by completing our missions.
But the president also cited progress in Iraq, saying the upcoming Iraqi election is a success in itself. Dick Uliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
In addition to the 31 dead in the chopper, six American soldiers died in combat Wednesday, the deadliest day for Americans since the war began. A factory worker in Toledo, Ohio, wounds three workers with a double-barrel shotgun before killing himself. One of the wounded workers died, the others less seriously injured. This is CNN Radio News.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
The head of humanitarian affairs at the UN says 1 month after it struck, the tsunami relief effort has been remarkable. Gary Baumgarten has more.
The goal of saving the lives of the survivors has, says UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Jan Egeland, largely been met and in relatively very short order.
We believe we have succeeded in this, and we believe we have succeeded already now within the first 1 month.
Egeland says the task now facing the humanitarian community is returning people to a degree of normalcy. He says already some children are today beginning to return to school. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
President Bush has made it official. He told his cabinet not to hire journalists to promote administration agendas. The order comes after word that a second writer was paid to assist an agency. This is news from CNN Radio. A poultry show in Atlanta is getting some protest, Ed McCarthy explains.
The International Poultry Exposition is the largest of its kind. Instead of a rubber chicken, PETA protesters held signs, one of their members donning a devil's mask, calling factory farms hell on earth.
These animals have their beaks seared off at young ages, how they're kept in small, confined cages where they can't even stretch their wings.
Annie Judah with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals was soon met by security.
This particular intersection right here is ours, along with this tree and this sidewalk.
Once that matter was resolved, the group continued what it called an informational protest.
Sure you don't want to hear the other side?
Okay. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
The New England Patriots quarterback is suing General Motors. Tom Brady says GM used his image in a Cadillac ad after his contract with the automaker expired. Brady is asking for $2 million. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I grew up in Brooklyn, where there were all kinds of racists. And anybody that judges their neighbor or somebody's ability to do a job because they're black and or because they're white, they're racist. So you don't judge Condoleezza Rice because she's black. You judge her based on the content of her character, meaning her ability to tell the truth.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Molloy. Thanks for tuning in. When we played those sound bites, remember Bush said when the reporter informed him that there'd been a horrific helicopter crash in Iraq, 31 dead and another 6 dead American soldiers. What Bush said was it was very discouraging to the American people. To him, he doesn't care. Bush is the type that, sitting at the pinnacle of power, totally immune from everything, who can order death from 10,000 miles away. He can order people dead. He can order people be made dead. He can order women be made dead. Babies be made dead. Men be made dead. Gives him a rush that I think you and I only experience when we have sex. This is what a psychopathological killer can do. And when you combine his massive power with his massive ignorance and his amorality, this is, I think, what you come up with. There is something about Bush that I saw today that was, it was non-human, just empty. Worse than empty. It was truly horrifying. But the most telling comment, I think, in the entire press conference was when he said it would be very discouraging to the American people to find out about all the death that American soldiers suffered today. It's never, it crosses his mind that it's discouraging to the American people to find out that 100,000 Iraqis have been slaughtered. Republicans love that. Bush supporters love it. They feast on it. They drink the blood and eat the flesh. And we're not talking transubstantiation here. We're talking, as far as I'm concerned, damn near literally. Republicans love it. Conservatives love it. They love the death and the destruction. These are... It is fun to watch them die. It is fun to hear that they have died. Now, as far as the Americans dying, well, we'll put that on the back burner. After all, those are Americans fighting for the glory of George W. Bush and the flag and freedom, freedom, freedom. To you red state lurkers, you Republicans, you conservatives, you Bush supporters that sit around and listening to this program at night, probably half-clothed, you know, you make me sick. You really do. You're disgusting and you're contemptible. And eventually, your God, the one you devised to work things out for you, is going to snap your heads off and cast you into hell. Please know that that's the truth. I got the word from the dark angel himself. All right? Okay. David is calling from Atlanta. David, thanks for holding on. I admire your perversity, probably. But anyway, David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, David.
Have you ever heard the phrase that freedom isn't free?
No, I've never heard that.
Freedom doesn't come free, man. Somebody's got to die in order for people to live free.
Well, what the hell are you doing alive?
Well, your melodrama about...
No, wait a second. If that's true, why aren't you dead? You don't respect freedom. What are you, a communist?
No, I'm not a soldier.
Well, the soldier, that doesn't mean anything. What about the 100,000 Iraqi civilians that have died? You're a hypocrite and you're a coward, David.
3,000 people that died here on 9/11.
Iraq had nothing to do with that.
Man, listen, all those people over dancing in the streets and our people dying in the World Trade Center. Let me tell you something, buddy. What do you want?
I'm not your buddy, David. Don't call me your buddy.
What do you want them to do? Did they start crying or something?
What?
What do you expect Bush to do? Just start crying in the press?
What are you talking about?
Well, he's talking about the soldiers who got killed. They're soldiers.
Can you get the rag out of your mouth so I can understand what you're saying?
Listen, what do you want Bush to do? Did they start crying or something?
About what?
About the soldiers who got killed. You're talking about he didn't say nothing about them. What was he supposed
to do? Well, you're the one that said freedom isn't free. Why are you dead?
Well, man, let me tell you.
Why aren't you dead, you hypocrite? You're sucking up somebody else's blood. Somebody else died to keep your worthless ass alive. Why aren't you dead?
Bush said he's bringing elections.
Why aren't you dead?
They got elections.
Hey, call me when you're dead. Why aren't you dead, David?
What the hell do you mean? I'm not a soldier, man.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. Freedom isn't free.
What do you feel when you see your flag, when you see your
freedom
flag,
isn't free,
anything?
David! Oh, David, freedom isn't
why
free!
Why do you still live here, man? Why
what?
Do you still live here if you hate the country so much? Why do you still live here?
I love the country. You're the one that hates
right.
it. You won't die
but
for
you
it.
But you talk about the president like he's nothing.
Oh, he's worse than nothing. He's a pig. He's a giggling killer.
Man, they ought to investigate you, man.
They have many times, David. What else you got to say?
I just think that last night you were saying Bush was a liar, and he didn't say nothing that was true. He said he's going to bring elections to Iraqi people. They're having elections this Sunday.
What?
So there. He said he's bringing elections to Iraqi people. They're having elections this Sunday.
You think those are elections they're having?
Well, what do you call them? They're having elections.
A farce? A joke? I don't call them elections. Don't you know that 80% of the country of Iraq, it's not safe to go vote?
Man, let me tell you something.
Tell me something, David.
They're having elections, okay? They freed 25 million people. I guess if you had it your way, we have gays running the streets.
I would, David. As a matter of fact, you look pretty good to me. You want to get together a little bit later? Huh?
Yeah, Saddam Hussein still in power.
Let me ask you something, David. David, let me see if I can penetrate your massive ignorance. If Bush said he's going to bomb Iraq and he bombs Iraq, that's not a lie, but it's wrong, right? If he says he's going to eat a ham sandwich and he does not, and he does, he's not a liar, but it doesn't matter. So if he says he's going to have elections and he forces them on these Shiites, does that mean it's really an election? David?
Okay, Mr. Democrat liberal, what do you want to see? You want to put Saddam back in power? You want to put Saddam back over there? Huh? Is that what you want? You want those people living under Saddam Hussein again? Huh?
Well, that's not a bad idea. What do you want to do?
I think we ought to do what we're doing, man.
What's that, man?
Which is get those guys out of power and get free elections over there.
Yeah? And how do we get the free elections, David?
By the way that we're doing it now, man.
What, kill everybody?
Not killing everybody.
We've killed 100,000 of them. How many do we have to kill before they can have their free elections, David?
Would you go over there and count them?
You half-wit. Take this guy out. David, go away. You jerk. Jesus. And the guy called from Atlanta? See, this is where we live. This is where Kathy and I and my baby live. Amidst this kind of muck. You know, Kathy's motion at me through the glass here. You know, string him on. Let him talk. And all I want to do is just cut him off, get rid of him. He's just a moron. This kind of a lump, this waste of human DNA that I don't know, somebody dialed the phone for him. And this jerk sat there for 2 hours to say that. Which is okay. I mean, that's fine. It's America. It's a free country. You moron, if you want to call this program. But did you all heard that, didn't you? This is what we live in here in Atlanta. This is the kind of mentality that laps up against the curbstones around the city. It's just swill. It's like those horrifying images after the tsunami of the corpses and the things and stuff. You know, ebbing and flowing and ebbing and flowing and that motion. And you look at that and you go, my God, that's the kind of mentality that exists here in most of the South, but especially here in Georgia, the buckle of the Bible Belt. It's hideous. It's absolutely hideous. Well, if you want to hear a typical Bush supporter, there he was. That was it. That's what put Bush in office, if the freak voted. But it's that mentality that put Bush there. But you all know that. Yeah, I kept him on the phone for 3-4 minutes. It's like I said the other night. And the guy sent me an email about cats playing with animals. Don't email me again. But playing with David is like a cat plays with a mole before the cat just rips the mole's head off and kicks it into hell. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me take a quick shower and we'll be back right after this break. I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America Radio. Word, yeah. Word,
is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Colin Powell was a much better diplomat than Condoleezza Rice ever thought about being.
Does she even know how to be a diplomat? She seems to have that same social awkwardness that Bush has, where, you know, if they are in any environment other than the ones that they are comfortable in, they look completely out of place, they look completely self-conscious, there's a smugness to them. I just think she's horrendous.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
120 feet of rope that takes you from a hovering chopper to the ground below in 7.5 seconds. Hoo-ah! The Army National Guard is
your team.
You face the tough challenges together and succeed because your team is there to push you toward your goal.
Hoo-ah!
Join our team on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can!
Sponsored by the Wisconsin National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
PLY.
Listen to Madison's Progressive Talk online, anytime, at themic921.com. And join Mark and me for Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mic 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
You know what David reminds me of? He reminds me of the two reasons why it's so hard to solve a redneck murder here in the South. Number one, all the DNA is the same. And number two, there aren't any dental records. You go, David! Who damn dog is? I want you to squeal like a pig, boy. David, if you're still listening, you got a purty mouth. Oh. my God. That's a Bush supporter. Now, I get a lot of emails, you see, from people that say to me things like, not now, but people say, well, Mike, we have to engage the conservatives. We have to discuss. No, sorry. I don't engage trash like that. You know, I sweep it to the curb. I let the trucks roll over it. But it's amazing, isn't it? You ever heard of freedom isn't free? Well, then why aren't you fighting for it? I ain't a soldier. Well, sign up, halfwit. There's a recruiter looking for you. Oh, well, if you're going to put it that way, the hell with it. You know, who'd stay here and make payments on my trailer? Nothing against trailers. Nothing against trailers. Mark in Iowa, our assistant military attaché, happens to live in a trailer, right, Mark? Love you, Mark. Haven't heard from Mark in months, man. I hope it didn't blow away out there in Iowa. Just kidding, Mark. Just kidding. God. We got any more of those? Man, I feel like picking the wings off of bugs tonight. I'm just in such a perverse mood after listening to Bush. We got any more? You got any more? Some of my neighbors, what the hell am I talking about? These are people I live with. I probably pass that guy on the street out here. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Good. Where you going? I'm going to go kill me some niggers. I'm going to go execute me some queers. Oh, really? Jesus. I'm going to get me one of them commie liberals. You know, I love George Bush. Hell, I'd let him have sex with my wife. I love him so much. If I had a wife, I got a dog. He can have sex with my dog. Hell, I do. I believe in Sharon. Damn, I'm American. You know, freedom isn't free. No, it ain't. Costs $1.95 over here at Walmart. You get one of them yellow ribbons, and you put it on the back of your car, the one that says, Jesus Christ is my co-pilot, and fight the dirty commies over in... Well, it doesn't say all that, but you know what I'm talking about. Anybody in here got some skull? I'm about out of teeth. I think, you know what? I think I'm going to call that Mike Malloy show. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Mike Malloy. Now, let me see. I've been sitting on hold here for 2 damn hours. Oh, wait, he's about to take my call. David, welcome to the program. All right, you know freedom ain't free. You call me. You want queers dancing in the streets, don't you, boy? David, what the hell are you talking about? I'm talking... You know, Bush gonna have elections in Iraq. That's what I'm talking about. Jesus. Oh, man. Thank God I live in a neighborhood that is about 90% black. We don't put up with it. See, I've got good neighbors. I've got people who know how to speak English. I've got people, when you see them on the street, you say, hi, Mike. Hi, James. What's up? Not much. How are you and the babe? Doing fine. Now, see, that was a real racist statement on my part, wasn't it? But by God, I mean it. I mean it. You don't know. Listen, you people that live outside of the South, CW, my good buddy over in Mississippi will tell you, you don't know white people until you have come South. Woo! You do not know. You do not know the depths that white people... Now, black folk know, see. They know. But until you come down here, you know, you folks that live on the coast, you folks that live in the Midwest, you white people... You ought to make a trip down here sometime. Come in the summer. Come down here when it's 108 degrees. Okay. Terry is calling from Minnesota. Terry, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Oh, God, please don't be a redneck.
Well, in Minnesota, I think the cold kind of takes it away.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I don't know how to follow that because... You know, it sounds like you're stealing Art Bell's audience or something.
my God. But what you really called about?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say one thing, though, is that I'm really glad you're going off on the fundamentalists.
Yeah.
Because right in Minneapolis, the station you're on is sandwiched right between two Christian stations. So.
Oh my goodness. Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, we got to take a break, Terry. We'll come back as soon as we do whatever we do at this break. Yeah, okay. Oh, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local Vitamin Shop.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view. The Bush deficit is going sky high, likely to hit $427 billion this year by the administration's own estimate. And there's no end in sight for this helium-filled balloon. Bush has just added $80 billion more for the war in Iraq, including for constructing additional permanent military bases there. For anyone who had the idea that Bush was going to use the upcoming elections as a fig leaf for getting out of Iraq, think again. He's there for eternity, and he doesn't care about the price tag in lives and treasure. What's more, he'd rather spend the money on this misadventure in Iraq than on making the country safer. If he spent about one-tenth of what he's spending on Iraq, he could equip all 6,800 commercial airliners with the technology they need to stymie attacks by terrorists shooting shoulder-fired missiles. That's a real threat to U.S. air travelers, as the RAND Corporation has noted, but Bush would rather make war instead. The huge deficit will stretch beyond the bursting point if Bush gets his way in two other areas, making permanent the handout of tax goodies to his rich friends and privatizing Social Security. Both could cost $2 trillion each over the next 10 years. Bush is bequeathing to us and to our children and to our grandchildren a colossal debt. And for what? Not to make us safer, not to end poverty, not to provide health care, not to make college education free, but to fatten the wallets of the rich and to wage war, endless war. I'm Matt Rothschild. And that's how I see it.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Marvin Gaye couldn't get famous now. War is not the answer, because only love can conquer hate. You can't write that anymore. That's what's so scary about this country. The corporations really won't even let the music get meaningful. God forbid the kids get hip, and they start to understand that this is nothing new, this war thing.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg, and I just wanted to say to you, don't mistake terrorism for patriotism. Hate crimes are hate crimes no matter who perpetrates them. Remember, we're all Americans. Long live us all.
Oppose those who hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Planet check. In West Virginia, thy Corps runneth over.
The Army Corps of Engineers has ignored the laws concerning the Clean Water Act, allowing mine companies to toss chemical-laden debris into our streets.
That's Maria Gano, organizer with Coal River Mountain Watch.
In order to get at the coal seams beneath the mountain, they rip off the top of the mountain.
This results in waste, rock, trees, debris called valley fill, which is tossed in the nearest valley.
In the valleys where we live at, there's natural streams.
These streams are buried underneath thousands of tons of debris.
The water that runs through our property has contaminated my groundwater. There's no one being held responsible.
The Army Corps of Engineers is allowing it.
They should be protecting the people and the environment.
Find Coal River Mountain Watch online at
crmw.net.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
All right, back to Terry in Minnesota. Terry, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
We were just discussing the intellectual brain capacity of our friends on the right, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's non-existent, really.
And I have an idea for that.
Okay.
And it goes with what you said before. And instead of having a progressive party per se, could we have, like, a progressive movement where we do things like provide... See, my issues are... affordable housing and health care.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to do is see if there was a way you could do that behind the scenes on a grassroots level so that we can accomplish something in case the politicians don't pay attention to us.
Well, you know, I support and believe in all these kinds of ideas. A woman called me from New York City last night who had, you know, ideas or wanted to connect with people. So I think it's good. Just remember what the key is. The key is organizing.
Mm-hmm.
The key is interlocking. The key is networking. So,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that you... have a better grasp on that sort of thing than I do. I need to tell you, I don't know if I've ever brought this up, but I'm kind of a loner. I mean, I have my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have my wife, I have my child, I have my grown children, I occasionally see my grandkids and stuff like that, but
mm-hmm.
but I'm a loner. I'm not very good at organizing. I'm a great follower. If somebody else organizes something, you know, I'm right there. I'm heavily armed, but I'm kind of a loner, you know. I'm always worried that if I pick up the newspaper here in Atlanta and see a report that somebody is holed up in a house someplace on the south side or the north side of Atlanta, and the SWAT teams are around, and he's threatened to kill everybody. You know, I'm always afraid when I pick up the paper and read that it might be me.
Right.
You know, and then I think, well, wait a minute, it couldn't be me if I'm picking up the paper and read it. But you understand what I'm saying?
Right. I have some of the same reservations that you do about the Democrats.
Right, right.
But I also do to the like the Green Party and Ralph Nader to a certain extent, because it's like they have all the ideas,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't have the power, you don't have the people inside like the Congress. Say
right.
if Ralph Nader was president, he doesn't have. Where's he going to get his support from, the Democrats or the Republicans? I don't know. And then it's like, to a certain extent, if you're not going to get elected, you can say anything you want. And, you know, you're going to, you know, chances are, realistically, not ideally, you're probably going to have to compromise. So to a certain extent, you know, it's sort of like you have to have the power. And like Greg Palast was saying the other night on C-SPAN, they were interviewing him for What We Do Now book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, you know, that part of the problem is they don't have a winning strategy. Nobody's trying to take the 3 million people that Ralph took and say, why don't we take over the Democratic Party? Because I know that you're not a big fan of that, but
right.
I guess it's my opinion.
Well, you're hitting on the absolute truth, of course, and you have to follow through on it, Terry. You've got some good ideas. Follow through on them. Do the organizing. Do the networking.
And
make it happen, and let me know. All right.
I guess the one thing that I'm worried about is we're at the beginning of a new progressive thing, and how that goes, whether it goes through the Democrats or another party, you know, we'll wait and see. But what I'm worried about is it getting splintered internally.
I hear you. That's always a problem when you deal with progressives, though. That's why I think consensus decision making is the only way to go. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but if you have eight different points of view within the progressive movement about a certain issue,
mm-hmm.
you sit there and hammer out an agreement. If it takes all night, if it takes all week, until every point of view is somehow represented in the final decision as to what action will be taken. That way, everybody gets their point of view included. It unifies a movement that is otherwise fractured, and that is the progressive movement. So it was the kind of thinking and the kind of decision making that was used, I mentioned earlier tonight, 25 years ago in the anti-nuke movement, and it's kind of dissipated. I haven't seen it since. I don't think we need charismatic leaders on the left. What we need is consensus decisions, and then work as a huge juggernaut to work for justice. So.
Like the unions and...
Well, I've given up on unions. I really have.
I'm just using it as an example. Like what
historically.
What happened with the anti-war movement, where all the various
sure.
groups, the civil rights, the unions, et cetera, came together.
Right. International Answer is... I know a lot of people on the liberal side of the aisle think that International Answer, that organization, is somehow controlled by the Socialist Workers' Party or Communists or whatever. But
Like that guy was saying last week that you were part of the conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since it was on C-SPAN, too, I guess they're part of it, too, but they're part of the Illumini, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. Terry, I got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you checking in. As you all know, I really appreciate the folks at Democratic Underground. Back when we were on IE America Radio Network on two stations... the entire universe, but we were on the internet and developed a huge audience, almost cult like for God's sake. Democratic Underground, the people there, really pumped a lot of energy into my program, and they kept it going, and they ran threads on the program, they talked about the program, and you know, I have a lot of thanks to the entire Democratic Underground organization, the posters, the people that put it together. Plus, they have so many features. If you haven't gone to that website, you need to go. But all that lead up to say that I'm looking at one of the posts, Geomon666, and he's talking about that call with David, and he says a few things, and he says regarding these right-wingers, he says, quote, "You're all for killing little children, but you don't like getting spanked on national radio, you filthy bastards." Yeah, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? These, you know, they want to call in and you know, whack me, which is fine. You know, if you want to get ass, you got to bring ass. I understand that. That's fine. Bring it on. But, you know, the real issue is not what is said on this program. The real issue is not my point of view. You know, I'm one of the 290 million. You know, this little campfire that we gather around every night, you and I, to talk about this degeneracy is one thing, but the real issues, the major issue for me is the murder of people in Iraq for no reason at all. And David is a typical example. He totally has taken, what did he take, the blue pill? Which pill is it? I forget. But incapable of an independent thought. Everything that spews out of the right wing's mouth, and David is just an example. You know, there's no point picking on David. He's just a moron. But that is so typical. After 12 years of pounding propaganda from Rush Limbaugh and all of Rush Limbaugh's clones, and now his parrot, Sean Hannity, all this stuff pounding into these feeble-minded white people's brains. And this is what comes back. This is what comes back. So it's, this post on the thread tonight, the Molloy program, folks get together and hang out together and listen to this program and at Democratic Underground and in a lot of places, but DU is a place that I kind of monitor because those folks were so damn good to us when we were struggling. And is it any, but anyway, what Geomon, is it Geomon? Is that the poster, Geomon, 666. You're all for killing little children, but you don't like getting spanked on national radio, you filthy bastards. Boy, does that really, I mean, that's it, isn't it? Isn't it? Is it any wonder, though, that there are Davids in the world when we have a dim-witted, giggling killer, a dictator who says things like this about Iraq? It's exciting times. We're witnessing amazing history. I firmly planted the flag of liberty. Right? We played that for you tonight. Forget that we lost just a soul-crushing number of our young people today, and we continue to kill civilians in Iraq. Forget all that. See, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters to these brain-dead neocon right-wingers, and I will not engage them. I will not. I don't want to hear what they got to say. I'll toy with them. I'll play with them. I'll knock their asses across the radio dial, but I will not engage them because to get that close to that kind of monumental ignorance and insanity and amorality is poison. Is poison. You know, I still get suggestions from people. Well, you know, you ought to talk with those people. No, I won't. Never. Never. Let them call Alan Colmes. Alan Colmes, on his radio program, will talk with them. I smash them. I play with them, and then when it's time, just get rid of them. I don't mean I smash them. I wish I could, but I don't. You know, I just disconnect. So. Bill is calling from California. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Hey, doing fine.
Okay, I have an experience I want to share with people to show them where the Christian fundamentalists could come from, because this is one of the ones I've seen. My father remarried when I was very young to a woman who was born and reared in Texas, and she had some of this stuff. One of the things that she went through over her life was it seemed like she had to screw every man that she met, and so she was ashamed of that. My dad was her fifth husband, and then the next thing that happened was she was a stand-up drunk. So by the time I met her in a teenager, she was so ashamed of herself that she went out and got saved. And after having done that, then she had to make everyone else do it. Of course, I didn't go along. I was already, you know, off of my own independent.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Bill. I got to do a break here. We'll come back. This is weird. I want you to finish up. If you can do it in the 2 minutes we'll have when we come back. Okay? Stay right there. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Molloy.
That shadow in the footage, it was probably me. I'm the rumor, I'm the doubt, I'm the lie. But you wouldn't stand near me if you didn't want to die. Everything you know is wrong.
It's time for another pop quiz from Mother Jones Magazine. Are these statements true or false? 1 in 6 people worldwide is an illegal squatter. Americans spend $11 billion a year on antidepressants. One music label has filed 700 lawsuits against artists who sampled George Clinton's music. Ready for the answer? All true. Read all this when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. At ReadMojo.com, subscribe for just $10 a year. Sign up now at ReadMojo.com.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
You know why I yell sometimes at night? Because I feel like I'm going insane. I'll read the New York Times, I'll watch a little CNN, I'll read the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and if I do that for longer than 20 minutes at a stretch, I feel like a gibbering moron. I literally feel like I'm going to go insane. What keeps me sane is my wife and my kid. But that's why I scream. Isn't that why you scream? I don't know if you... do you scream? I don't know. Do you?
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
There's magic in fighting for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Million Dollar Baby, now on over 200 top 10 lists, including Rolling Stone Magazine, Premier Magazine, and The New York Times.
People see me fight, say I'm pretty tough.
Curly, tough, ain't enough.
Also named Best Picture of the Year by Roger Ebert of Ebert and Roper and the National Board of Review. Million Dollar Baby, now nominated for 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards, including Best Actress, Hilary Swank.
If I'm too old for this, then I got nothing.
And Best Supporting Actor, Morgan Freeman.
He's a good man to have in the corner.
Yes, he is.
Critics are calling Million Dollar Baby a masterpiece. Discover the movie that wraps itself around your soul and doesn't let go.
You gonna leave me?
Never.
Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank, Morgan Freeman, Million Dollar Baby, directed by Clint Eastwood, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to kohleducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mike, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knocks me out off my feet.
Hold on just a second, Bill, while we do the credits that we do every night. Program engineered tonight in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, as ever. Linda Blake, our associate producer, answered your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, handles my website. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, it's self-explanatory. And Jim in Arkansas is our most exemplary music bureau chief. Thanks to the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com. That handle the message board there. All of you guys, thank you very much. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Bill, back to Bill. Thanks for holding on, Bill. Where were we? Talking about this woman who got religion.
Yeah, so the upshot of it was that she ended up brutalizing all the kids, my father, me, to make sure they all got to Christ, because none of them did.
Yeah.
So the upshot of all this is, we talk about what's with these people is, they hate themselves.
That's very true.
And they fear Jesus.
That's very true.
And so if we look at our president, he's a boozer and a coke freak. What do you think?
You haven't said anything I disagree with. The problem here is that this megalomaniac, a boozer, coke freak, whatever he is, liar, amoral individual, has his finger on, 6 or 7 or 8 or 10,000 nuclear weapons and can make decisions. Sitting in the Oval Office, he can make decisions that results in the death, instant death, of hundreds if not thousands of people halfway around the globe.
Yes, that's very frightening.
And to have that kind of power resting in the hands of someone who is obviously insane. And he claims that God tells him what to do. If you need any proof that George Bush is an insane man, he hears voices in his head that tell him to invade Afghanistan and tell him to invade Iraq. This is a sick, degenerate human being. Now, a lot of people say, well, Mike, have some sympathy, have some compassion. He needs help. I don't think so. I think help, okay, yeah, put him in a straitjacket and put him away someplace and let the psychiatric industry help him. Huh?
Get his hand off the switch.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't get on a Greyhound bus or an airplane or a train if you knew that the pilot or the driver or the engineer was insane. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't get on that bus. But here we all are. There's 290 million of us careening, figuratively speaking, through the universe here with a madman at the controls. So and if you want to know, if you ever want proof, the so-called football, the briefcase that contains all the nuclear codes, they don't even let Bush carry that. Cheney carries that. Cheney carries the football.
Yep.
And that's how, I mean, even the people around him, they know he's insane. They know he's easily manipulable. And they know that he'll stand out there and thrust out his little weak-ass chin to the crack White House press corps and say things that are just astonishingly embarrassing, if not deeply threatening to the rest of the world. The only hope is if he doesn't destroy the Earth, he'll be out of office maybe within 4 years if we can survive. And the reason, let me just clarify one thing for you. The reason, Bill, that Cheney carries the so-called football with the nuclear launch codes is they know that Bush might trade that football for some magic beans. So they give it to Cheney. They try to keep it away from him because, you know, the first old lady with a cow who walks by and says, I'll give you some magic beans for that briefcase. He's liable to say, all right, that's a good deal. And hand over the nuclear codes to an old lady with a cow. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Be afraid, Bill. Be very afraid, all right?
I'm afraid all the time.
All right, sir. Yeah, so am I. Even when I'm asleep, I'm afraid. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. All right. I was telling Kathy, I was awake till 5 o'clock this morning. And, we usually get home about 1:30 Eastern time and change Molly. And she might nurse for a little while. And Kathy and I will maybe watch some TV or catch up on some reading a little bit. I'll get on the Internet, check the email. And then things kind of wind down by about 2:30, we're ready to crash. And here lately, though, 2:30, I'm not ready to crash. Kathy goes to sleep because we know Molly's going to wake up in about, 3 hours. 3 o'clock, not ready to go to sleep. 3:30, I'm still sitting there, 4 o'clock, still sitting there, 4:30. So, I finally go to sleep. And I know that, see, that. You all, some of you experience this too. You go to sleep then and you have all these anxiety dreams. Whatever your, however your brain, when it's asleep, interprets this generalized free-floating anxiety that's floating around us, just so thick here lately. You have those dreams. Anxiety dreams, right? So I don't know how much longer this can go on for those of us who really give a damn, who really care, who are concerned about this. There's almost something to say about the ignorance of a David. He can sit back on his ass and finally work up enough courage to call a liberal talk show and say, "Oh, your freedom ain't free."
You ought to be investigated.
That kind of crap, And he means it. He means it.
You want queers to dance in the street.
Isn't it funny how they always go right to the queer thing, right?
Huh? Oh, David, you sure got a pretty mouth.
I don't know. It's bizarre. It's just bizarre. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can...
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
They found a old shell with some sarin gas in it. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Two of our soldiers removed it and got mild headaches. And Sean Hannity was like, well, they had them. They had weapons of mass destruction, sarin gas. And it was actually sort of a weapon of mild discomfort.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
In the United States, nearly 40,000 women and men will die of breast cancer this year. This is Dave Cheslevich, Mayor of Madison. I'm joining other mayors along with the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month Board of Sponsors and AstraZeneca, spreading the word that early detection and new treatments work. Ask about screening and clinical breast examination or call 1-888-842-6355. That's 1-888-842-6355.
I'm Greg from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. 11 dead, 180 injured after a train crash caused by a vehicle stuck on the tracks in Glendale, California. Ted Rollins reports the driver of the Jeep has been arrested.
He stood by, say investigators, as a commuter train barreled into his Jeep Cherokee. That train then derailed and crashed into another commuter train in the Southern California city of Glendale.
Police say the man was suicidal but changed his mind and got out of the vehicle. 30 Marines and one sailor killed in a helicopter crash in western Iraq. Christiane Amanpour reports the crash could have a demoralizing effect on the troops there.
Every time there's such a huge hit on a unit, on a division, it takes a heavy toll, not only obviously for the comrades and colleagues and families, but also for the work that's being done here in Iraq. The U.S. military needs every last person for security, and it is trying to